Corinne, hello.
Hello, Ray.
Yes, Corinne, g'day.
I'm sort of saying from the social media perspective, like the world's changing, and this sort of behaviour has always happened. You think back to...
Corinne.
Hang on.
Corinne, this sort of behaviour always happened. What, simulating sex with a little puppy dog?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
Well, what are you talking about?
Going out and getting drunk.
But that'll happen forever. Yeah. But there's a line...
It's not filmed. That's what I'm saying.
Corinne, media's got nothing to do with it. The person simulating sex with a dog was Mitchell Pearce.
Yes,
for God's sake.
And I'm sure he would be absolutely abhorrent the next day when he's woken up going, what did I do last night? Oh, my God.
What planet are you inhabiting? How many men or women go out, get drunk, and simulate bestiality?
I've got no idea because I don't live in that world.
Well, neither do I. So
we are now witnessing that sort of behaviour because people are thinking... I'm going to film it. Like, it would have been...
Forget the filming, woman. Think about being that drunk that you peed your pants on someone else's lounge and grabbed their dog and pretended to have sex with it.
I'm saying social media, we have to start to think about how we live our lives.
I'm saying
his behaviour is abhorrent. I'm not saying that it isn't abhorrent.
But you want to blame the people that filmed it or social media.
I'm saying there's some responsibility there. There's also responsibility from the NRL
Listen, love. I've lived in this world for 61 years. I've seen a lot of things. I've done some stupid things myself. I've never seen a grown man grab a dog and simulate bestiality.
Well, I'm so glad because neither have I.
Okay, good. Well, let's leave it there because if I speak to you, I'll get high blood pressure. You see, that's what you're up against. Stephanie, and I can see some merit in her view, kick him out forever. Corinne, well, you see this behaviour all the time. Well, I'm sorry. I don't, and nor do I want to see it all the time. And as for waking up the next morning and saying, what have I done? Yes, if you shaved your eyebrow off, or, you know, hit your head as you fell over, But looking at a video and say, well, you wouldn't believe it. I grabbed the little poodle and pretended to hump it. And then, into the bargain, I peed my pants on someone else's lounge. I mean, I've had mates who spilt red wine on people's carpet by accident. And the next morning they say, oh, geez, that happened because I had too much to drink. But they don't say, geez, I was sitting on Bill's lounge and peed me pants. Number one and number two in the corner behind the fridge. That's what cats might do, but not human beings. God, strike me pink, Corinne. I don't know if you properly explained yourself, but like I said, we had to terminate the call before the blood pressure absolutely exploded.